Welcome to Yoke Talk, a look behind the scenes at Yoke Youth Ministries. Yoke is transforming communities by mentoring middle school students, equipping young leaders, engaging local churches, and enriching local schools. And in each episode of Yoke Talk, we have a conversation with the people who are making that happen.
Welcome to Yoke Talk. This is Eli Cockrum, and I'm here with... You can say whatever of your name you want to.
I'm Hannah.
This is Hannah White. And Hannah, where do you serve in Yoke?
Rutledge Middle School.
We are here at Rutledge Middle School. There are still kids getting picked up outside. So if you hear some of them having some fun, that's what you hear. So Hannah, tell me a little bit about yourself. Where's hometown?
Granger County.
So you are home right here.
Yes.
Now, did you go to Rutledge Middle School?
I did go to Rutledge Middle
School. Okay, and did you do Yoke here?
I did not. They didn't have Yoke when I was in middle school at the time, but a few years later, it started here at Rutledge.
All right, and how many years have you been serving as a Yoke folk?
This is my fifth year as a Yoke folk at Rutledge.
Awesome. That is so great. We've got so many Yoke folk up here that have been serving for multiple years, and Hannah is one of those. So... Hannah, what are you doing in life? Are you in school? Do you work? What are you doing?
Well, I just graduated from UT in December.
All right, congratulations.
Thank you. But I work full-time at the local animal clinic, and then I also volunteer at the zoo every Wednesday in the carnivore department, and then I also am a youth leader at Barnard's Grove Baptist Church, and then I also dog sit on the side.
So you don't do anything at all?
I don't do anything at all.
Okay. So you work at the zoo with the carnivores. So
yes.
That's lions and tigers and bears?
Oh, my.
That's so much fun. So what do you get to do with the carnivores?
So I'm a keeper assistant, so I just help clean up. I help do enrichments and get prepared food for all the animals.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And that's what you went to school for, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, let's get to know your middle school version of Hannah. So tell me about middle school Hannah.
Middle school Hannah was kind of awkward. She just kind of hung out, didn't really play any sports or anything until high school. But she was quiet. She didn't really do much. She was just out with the
friends.
Yeah, I had a good couple friends.
Okay. And what about middle school crush?
Well, see, I have an older brother, and he had a really good-looking friend that was my middle school crush.
I gotcha. What about a middle school perfume?
Probably anything Bath and Body Works.
That seems to be a common answer. what about a middle school nickname?
Well, I played rec ball in middle school, and my nickname was Bulldozer.
Bulldozer?
Yes.
Well, why was it Bulldozer? Where did that come from?
Because I was a hind catcher, and I would bulldoze people over at the home plate.
Okay. So don't mess with Hannah is what I just heard. So what was your worst subject in middle school?
Math. Definitely math.
Okay. And let's go to Yoke now. What is your favorite silly song?
Probably the line hunt, because I have a really awkward high voice when I do it, and the kids always laugh at it.
And you do a really good job at it. I'm not surprised that was your choice in this. If you were doing Chug or Crush, which would it be?
Chug, all the way.
Okay.
I won Chug one time at camp.
When we do the Yoke Folk Challenge.
Yes.
Okay, very cool. So we've got a Chug champion in our midst. And what is your favorite Yoke skit?
Favorite Yoke skit is probably the two that I've been in that was pretty funny is we did the safari skit and I was a flat tire, and so I had to act like a flat tire for the whole skit. And then one time we were doing wrestling club and I had to wrestle a yoga ball, and I jumped off a chair, hit the ball, and flew across the room. So
you were wrestling a yoga ball?
Yes.
I wish we had video of that. Why do you do Yoke, Hannah?
Well, I just love, you know, serving the Lord and getting to know these middle school kids. And some of the relationships you build is just amazing. And, like, I have a kid right now that I've had her two older siblings.
Mm.
And I still do things with them on the weekend, like the whole family. We'll go out to eat, we'll go watch movies, or I'll just go to their house and they'll cook dinner and we'll hang out. And I wouldn't have that relationship if it wasn't for Yoke.
That's so cool. I love that you know, even though the older siblings are not in middle school anymore, that you still have that relationship with them. And share with me your favorite yoke story from either club or kid time or camp.
My favorite probably yoke story is when I went to Big Club for the banquet for the first time, and they did If I Were Not a Yoke Folk skit. And we've incorporated that into our clubs and stuff, and that's one of my all-time favorite memories because that's the first time I really got to see yoke, and it was just made me want to do it more.
Well, very cool. All righty. Well, that's all I have with Hannah and up here at Rutledge today. Hannah, thank you so much for serving with yoke for 5 years and just your continued, you know, just loving on those kids, the ones that are even out of middle school and the siblings. So thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
To learn more about yoke, visit yokeyouth.com. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes so you never miss an episode. And follow us on Instagram @yokeyouth.